Hello and welcome to this week's Roundtable's Word of the Week. We're not like looking at one word this week. Instead, we're looking at a whole host, a whole hair of head of words.
今天我们给大家提供一些很有意思的发型，你可以选一选，要不要换一个发型啦。
So we're going to start with, sort of, in alphabetical order, with the afro.
Afro 就是一个黑人的发型，常常我们会看到头发蓬松，然后卷卷的，非常的巨的个，这就是黑人的发型。Diana Ross, 她是一个非常好的例子。
Yeah, so basically an Afro is usually worn by African Americans because you have to have a certain type of hair, but it's just basically really curly, very dense kind of hair that is then teased to be quite large. And then we can take a look at the tomboy.
就是男孩头，脸型非常漂亮的女孩可能会使用的一种短发的发型，看起来会像个小男孩。
Right, exactly. So it's basically just a woman wearing what should be a, perhaps a man's type of haircut. Of course, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, for all you women out there with long hair, there's of course the ponytail and the braid.
拥有长头发的女孩可以把头发编起来成一个 braid, 或者是把头发梳起来变成马尾辫，就是 ponytail.
Yeah, exactly. So ponytail is just very simple, putting your hair up. Looks like the tail coming out of a pony or a horse. And then a braid is just something kind of similar, where you take three different strands of hair and kind of put them together and make a braid.And now let's take a look at two, I think, interesting types of hairstyles. First, the mohawk, and then there was the faux hawk.
Oh, 这就是我最喜欢的一种发型，因为一说起 mohawk, 墨西哥头，就是贝克汉姆以前常常使用的发型，中间是长的，边上是短的。Do you want to explain that?
Yes. So basically, the mohawk came first, and it was originally just shaved head, hair in the middle, that is then used gel and spiked up. It can be small or large. In some cases, you actually had people like they would have really, really long hair and take glue, actually, in order to make it stand up. And then you had the faux hawk, and faux is actually French for fake, right? So faux hawk is, you know, you have your regular hair, and in the middle, you have a bit of a fringe that comes up, kind of emulating or looking kind of like a mohawk.
Faux hawk 就是仿莫浩克头，所以可能算是一个降级版吧。
Yeah, and then of course there is the bowl cut, which was kind of popular, not so much in China, but basically it looks like you have a bowl on top of your head.
那就是我们传说中的西瓜皮咯。
And then of course there is the bun, which is basically your hair is pulled into a knot at the back or top of your head, and it could be also be at the side of your head or two buns at either side of your head, kind of like Leia in Star Wars.
All right, there are many ways to do it. 就是把头发梳成一个发髻，可以梳在各个位置，也可以自己来控制大小，还是挺有意思的，又很简单。
And one of the words that we cannot forget is, of course, the fringe, or actually in the U.S., they're usually referred to more as bangs, and it's basically just hair.That is pretty much kind of, not always, but in a straight line on your forehead.
Oh, 这是一个非常有用的词儿，这就是头发帘儿的说法。
And then there is the mullet, not so popular anymore, although you do see it in China every once in a while. So basically, it's a regular type of haircut, fairly short in the front, fairly short on the sides, and then very long on the back.
前面是短的，但是头部的后方的头发是长的，是一种现在很不流行的发型。
Yeah, no, it's very unpopular. I don't recommend anyone wear it. You look kind of stupid. And then, of course, kind of going along with what we said before with the ponytail, there's also the pigtail.
Pigtail 就是梳两个小辫儿，像是马尾辫儿的一个分支一样。
Right, and so a pigtail is basically, I'm not quite sure why they're called pigtails, but they're basically just two ponytails on the side of your head.And then last but not least, popular among many celebrities these days and made very famous by Audrey Hepburn is, of course, the pixie cut. It's just basically short, wispy hairstyle with or without shaggy fringe.
常常我们说的精灵短发，比较短的头发帘儿，后面也是短发。关键是有一个非常短的头发帘。
And there you have it. That's all the time we have for this week's Word of the Week. If you have any questions or comments, don't forget to just reply to us here on WeChat.